Your rights under California Public Benefits programs for people applying for or receiving public aid in California. Tell us if you need help because of a disability. Ask for a free interpreter. Public benefit agencies comply with federal and state law and may not discriminate, exclude, or provide you aid, benefits, or other services that is different from what is provided to others. Your rights. All people and organizations providing public assistance must respect your rights. They can help you understand and apply for benefits and services. You have the right to an interpreter free of charge. Ask the agency responsible for your benefits or services for language assistance. You have the right to 1. Understand what is happening with your application or benefits. 2. Get written and oral explanations about your application or benefits. You have a right to a free interpreter for this information. Ask the agency responsible for your benefits, services for language assistance. 3. If the state agency has the written explanation in non-English languages, you have a right to get this information in those languages. 4. Get a receipt for hand-delivered documents. 5. See your case record. 6. See laws and regulations about your program. 7. Ask a judge to review any agency action or inaction about your eligibility, benefits, or services. 8. Not face discrimination in applying for or receiving program benefits or services. 9. File a complaint about discrimination. 10. Get a reasonable accommodation if you have a disability. This is specific help for you to access or participate in the program. 11. Have your information kept confidential. 12. Be treated with courtesy and respect. If you are having problems with your benefits or services, keep records of all your information, documents, and contacts with the agency. Get a receipt when you turn anything in. Bring someone with you to meetings. Complain. There are 4 ways to do this. 1. Informal. Ask to speak to a supervisor to talk about problems with a worker or to review the rules and the proposed action on your benefits or services. 2. State hearing. Ask for a state hearing if you disagree with an agency's action or inaction on your benefits or services. You must ask for a hearing within 90 days of the date of agency's notice about your benefits or services. If you ask for a hearing after 90 days, a judge will decide if you have a good reason for asking late, like illness or a disability. 3. Discrimination complaint. See the discrimination complaint section. You may have different rights to file a complaint with state or federal agencies. 4. Grievance. You can file a complaint with the agency if it has a grievance procedure. This does not protect your benefits in the way that asking for a state hearing does. State hearings. You can also ask for a state hearing if the agency is not giving you benefits or services you think you should get. See Publication 412 for state hearing information. Note: if your problem is with general assistance or general relief, you must ask the county for a county hearing. If your problem is with Social Security benefits, you must contact the Social Security Administration for a hearing. Asking for a state hearing. You can ask for a state hearing online, by phone, by fax, by email, or by mail. Online, acms.dss.ca.gov. You can create an account to get all your appeal information online, or submit an online request without an account. Phone, 1-800-743-8525. Email, shdcsu@dss.ca.gov. Fax number, 833-281-0905. Mail, State Hearings Division, P.O. Box 944243, MS-21-37, Sacramento, California 94244-2430. Expedited Hearings. If you have an urgent problem, you can ask for an expedited hearing to have the hearing held sooner. For Medi-Cal, this is when regular hearing scheduling could seriously jeopardize the enrollee's life or physical or mental health. State hearings will decide and let you know if your case can be expedited. Prohibited discrimination. State law prohibits agencies from denying benefits or services or providing you aid that is different from aid provided to others based on race, color, ancestry, national origin, including language, ethnic group identification, age, physical or mental disability, medical condition, religion, sex, gender, gender identity or expression, sexual orientation, marital status, domestic partnership, political affiliation, citizenship, immigration status, and genetic information. Federal laws also prohibit discrimination on several, although not all, of the bases listed above. Federal law also prohibits delaying or denying the placement of a child for adoption or into foster care based on the race, color, or national origin of the adoptive or foster parents, or the child. Denying any individual the opportunity to become a foster or adoptive parent based on the race, color, or national origin of the individual or child involved. Examples of discrimination. The agency does not give you a free interpreter. A worker tells a certain ethnic group about more programs and services than people of other ethnicities. The agency will not provide you large print or braille versions of written information that you need because of a disability. A worker treats you differently after learning of your religion or sexual orientation. You cannot get to appointments because the building does not have an elevator and you have a disability limiting your use of stairs. You cannot get your wheelchair into examination and interview rooms or restrooms. A worker refuses to use your correct name and pronouns. Reasonable accommodations. Special help for people with disabilities. Persons with physical or mental disabilities have the right to request reasonable accommodations from government agencies to help them access and participate in programs and services. If you have a disability and need extra help, you should inform the agency responsible for your application or benefits services. The agency must work with you to determine what help you need. If the agency is denying your request, it must give you written notice stating the reason for the denial. The notice must list your appeal rights. Discrimination complaint. If you think you have been discriminated against, you may file a complaint. Where you file your complaints depends on what type of complaint you have. For all programs, your county agency administers. Ask your county office for the name, address, and phone number of their civil rights coordinator. The county agency, not the state agency, will independently investigate your complaint. For Covered California, Civil Rights Coordinator, Covered California, P.O. Box 989725, West Sacramento, California 95789, 916-228-8764, civilrights@covered.ca.gov. For Medi-Cal and Medi-Cal Dental Program, you may contact the county's Civil Rights Coordinator, the State Department of Health Care Services, or the Federal Health and Human Services, Department of Health Care Services. Office of Civil Rights, P.O. Box 997413, MS0009, Sacramento, California 95899-7413, 916-440-7370 or 711, California Relay Service, civilrights@dhcs.ca.gov. For all other state programs covered by this pamphlet, Civil Rights Unit, California Department of Social Services, P.O. Box 944243, MS9-7-41, Sacramento, California 94244-2430, 866-7416-241, toll free, 916-651-0602, fax, crb@dss.ca.gov. To file a CalFresh complaint with the federal agency, United States Department of Agriculture. Director, Office of Adjudication, 1400 Independence Avenue, Southwest Washington, D.C., 20250-9410, 866-6329992, toll-free, or 202-260-1026, 800-877-8339, hearing-impaired, program.intake@usda.gov. To file a complaint with a federal agency. Only for discrimination based on race, color, national origin, disability, age, or sex, Centralized Case Management Operations, United States Department of Health and Human Services, 200 Independence Avenue, Southwest, Room 509F, HHH Building, Washington, D.C., 20201. File a complaint online at U.S. Health and Human Services Civil Rights Complaint Portal, 800-36-81019, toll-free, 800-537-7697, hearing speech impaired. Time limits for a discrimination complaint. You must file a discrimination complaint within 180 days of the date you were discriminated against. If the discrimination also affected the level of your benefits and services, ask for a hearing. Judges cannot make decisions about discrimination complaints at a hearing. A discrimination investigation cannot change your benefit or service levels. Only a state hearing can do that. Agencies are not allowed to retaliate against you if you request a hearing or file a discrimination complaint. Programs covered by this pamphlet: Adoption Assistance Program, AAP. Alcohol and Drug Program, CA Food Assistance Program, CFAP. CalWORKS, Cash Assistance Program for Immigrants, CAPI. CalFresh, Food Stamps. Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP. Covered California Eligibility. Foster Care, Child Welfare Services. Housing Programs through County Social Service Departments. In-Home Supportive Services. Kinship Guardianship Assistance, KinGAP. Medi-Cal, Medi-Cal Dental Program. Refugee Cash Assistance. Resource Family Approvals, RFA. Approved Relative Caregiver Funding Option Program, ARC. Service Animal Allowance. County of Ventura Human Services Agency. Francisco Mora, Civil Rights Coordinator, 855 Partridge Drive, Ventura, California 93003. 805-4775-166, TTY 800-735-2922 or 711, State of California, Health and Human Services Agency Department of Social Services. This pamphlet is available from your local county welfare office and on the CDSS website in the following languages: Arabic, Armenian, Cambodian, Chinese, Farsi, Hmong, Japanese, Korean, Lao, Min, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Tagalog, Ukrainian, and Vietnamese. Also available for free in large print, braille, and audio formats. This publication explains your rights to equal benefits and services, how to ask for language assistance or a reasonable accommodation for a disability, and how to file a discrimination complaint. Publication 13, May 22nd.